Op-ed for the Sad Sack Review. Regarding news of another rash of writer suicides. In a fit of gloom, I Googled the word failure just to see if my name would come up. Instead, Google told me I misspelled the word failure. Recounting this makes me feel like I'm starting a very weepy poem or a very dull suicide note. Never begin a wedding toast with the dictionary definition of marriage, and never begin a suicide note by saying you Googled the word failure. These days, the number one thing preventing me from killing myself is likely the idea of people learning of my suicide via Facebook status update. There's no dignity in that eulogy, its collection of sad-faced emoticons, studded with apostrophe tears. This is a dumb reason to keep living. But it is a reason, and I'm sure all you other sad sacks have your reasons too. So let's all cling to them. Let's all agree that living for a dumb reason is better than killing yourself for a dumb reason. Let's feed tears to the dragons of misery, but let's never crawl in their mouths. Let's write terrible poetry. Dress like late-era Rothkos. Wear out the relentless hate machines of our brains. But let's never break. Let's just keep living. We can do this. Trust me. Yours sincerely, me. A poet who doesn't even know how to spell the word failure.